This is the West Kent Radio News Feature. Hello, I'm Brian Johnson. West Kent's never had a Premier League football team, but the area's probably manufactured more top teams than anywhere else. That's because this is the home of Sabutio Table Soccer. You can find out more during the Heritage Open Days Festival. Event organiser Jenny Peterson explains how Sabutio started.
The inventor of Sabutio was a man called Peter Adolf, and he was demobbed at the end of the war. He'd been in the Royal Air Force. He commuted to work in the pensions office. He was a bit bored, so he looked at reinventing an existing game called New Footy. So he advertised in Boy's Own paper. When he advertised, he actually went away to do another thing that he was interested in, which was dealing in birds' eggs, which was legal then. And his mother sent him a telegram saying, please come home because we have had thousands of orders. He always beat me at Sabutio, 'cause he
flicked a kick and I didn't know all my perfect. And how did the business operate locally?
So they had a base in Langton Road, and that was the main headquarters, but there were other places in Wadhurst, in Chiddingston Causeway, and there was a storage facility in Southborough as well. So it was all based in West Kent.
And there were a couple of premises in Tunbridge Wells which are quite well known today.
Yes, there's one Warwick Park which has a couple of brown plaques on it commemorating Peter Adolf and his achievement.
And one of the local gyms was a packing centre?
That's right, the Halo Gym in Rockvilla Road. Quite a few people remember working in Rockvilla Road for Sabutio.
It was a bit of a community exercise, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, a lot of the workers were home-based. The vans would leave Langton Green and drive around to people's houses and drop off the figures. So people would paint them in their homes. And, I mean, literally hundreds, if not thousands of people will remember doing this from the late 1950s to the late 1970s. When I was a child, I played Sabutio.
Table down and graduate to Studio One. If people are interested in finding out more about the game and its connections with Tunbridge Wells, you're organising events shortly.
That's right. On the 18th of September, Sunday the 18th of September, we'll be in the Forum in Tunbridge Wells. There'll be tables out so people can have a go at playing Sabutio themselves. And there's also an exhibition about, mainly about the community's involvement in the success of Sabutio. So there'll be maps. If you or your family were involved in painting figures or gluing them together or packing them, please do come along and put a blob on the map so we can see where you did it. We've got quite a few blobs already, but it would be really, really good to see where all the hot spots were for painting Sabutio.
And I've heard there's a Sabutio World Cup.
Yes, there's Sabutio World Cup in Rome this month. And in 2 years' time, it's coming to Tunbridge Wells, and it'll be at Tunbridge Wells Sports Centre. We're expecting a representative of the English Sabutio Association to come along to the Forum event on the 18th of September to tell us more about what is planned. And the son of Peter Adolf, Mark Adolf, is going to come along with some of his family's treasures to do with Sabutio and talk about those and how it all began. So it should be a really interesting event.
The Sabutio Heritage Open Days event is at the Forum, Tunbridge Wells, on Sunday the 18th of September, starting at 11 a.m. I'm Brian Johnson for West Kent Radio.